pierce you with their stares.
All right, guys, we're back with more or less theory. Let's get going.
You better explain.
Yeah, what's going on?
Shh, be quiet.
Ignoring them completely, you lightly open the doors to your room, taking a little peek outside.
Whatever, we'll check on him later. He'll be home for what's this?
Megan drops down, taking a pair of shorts off the floor.
Jessica's shorts!
Are those yours?
I think they're Jessica's. But what are they doing here?
Fuck!
Wait for me inside. I'll be right back. Let me just put them in her room.
Okay.
Zoe disappears into Megan's room just as Megan starts heading your way.
Shit!
You quickly close the doors, leaning your exhausted body on it, giving it your all to calm your vigorous lungs.
Hey!
Shh, not now.
Once again peeking outside, you observe Megan as she's about to knock on Jessica's door.
Jess, I'm coming in.
She goes inside and you use this opportunity to respond to Jessica.
Look, let's just get through this and I'll answer all your questions later. Deal?
Are you some sort of superhero?
Please, him?
I mean, that would explain his otherworldly cock.
She's not wrong.
Can you not be horny for a second?
And can both of you be quiet?
Surprised, the girls obey, and you exhale in relief.
Thank you.
Hearing the all-familiar creak of doors opening, you peek once again.
Ooh.
Where is everyone? Elizabeth!
She knocks on Elizabeth's door.
Elizabeth?
Not waiting for a response, Megan gets ready to go in, only to run into Elizabeth.
Oh. Megan, what are you doing standing in front of my room?
Sorry, I knocked, but you didn't answer.
Sorry, I had a business call and I had to use earphones. Did you need me for something?
Just checking if you were home since I can't find anyone else.
Oh, they're not? They were watching a movie together down in the living room last time I checked.
They were? There's no one there now, though.
Maybe they went out.
Could be. Anyway, I gotta go. Zoe's waiting for me in my room.
Okay, you girls have fun. Want me to make you something to eat?
We're fine, thanks.
She pecks Elizabeth on the cheek before heading back to her room.
Now I know why stepmother didn't hear us. Stepmother. Good thing she had that business call.
A coincidence, some would say. Being careful not to be seen by Megan, you watch as she heads towards her room.
And I meant to say Elizabeth.
Hey, I'm back.
Meg, why does your room smell like someone had a week's worth of sex in it?
Might be my best work so far, if I do say so myself.
Closing the doors completely, you finally relax.
Just when I thought it was over.
Explain yourself.
Will we, like, get superpowers after taking your cum?
Hey, that's a fair question. This will be a long day.
You spend most of your day locked inside your room, being plastered by questions from both Chloe and Jessica, telling them how you found out about your powers, and how the day keeps repeating. Despite them not believing the day repetition, they can't ignore the fact about your powers. The first yawn soon comes and you decide to call it a day, resulting in both of them leaving you alone in your room.
Finally!
Being completely exhausted, after locking the doors to your room, you crash on your bed. Sleep taking over, soon after.
There's nothing I wouldn't do just to stop this hell each morning. Wow, damn! The music, you can hear it now! That's the update. People said the music wasn't loud enough. Well, it is now. What the hell? There's a Halloween event. Hey, how about we just say fuck all this right now and do the Halloween event? I mean, it's Halloween. What? Why not?
This is a long and difficult story. There will be rollback checkpoints from now on, so your each decision will matter. It is definitely not for those faint of heart. If you don't want to experience this torture, go back now.
What? But it's Dark Month, guys! I can't not give you this!
It's a fine line between bravery and stupidity. Alas, you chose what you chose. This is the last moment you get to roll back on, so it's recommended to save here, whatever that means.
Okay.
And now you're stuck. Completely. Yes, as you can see, rollback has already been taken away. Good luck, you'll need it. Yes, as you can see.
Oh no.
You'll need it.
Rollback has not been taken away.
You'll need it. The constant buzzing near your ear.
They tried to do it.
Grow and you can't help smacking yourself.
Ouch. Fucking mosquitoes. Why can't they just leave me the fuck alone? Where am I?
Looking around the room, you rub your eyes, thinking you're still asleep.
Is this a dream?
Baffled, you land steadily on your feet, eyes analyzing your surroundings.
Did I get mad drunk last night at Amy's and the day continued? Now I gotta deal with all the stupid shit I did yesterday. Okay, I need to make a recap of everything.
You shudder as the sudden cold breeze rushes into the room.
But what is this place?
The window to the balcony rattles, the wind blowing the curtains out. You walk out to the balcony, the freezing wind shaking your bones.
Shit, it's fucking freezing!
Looking out into the fog, you try to make sense of your situation, but find yourself unable to.
Man, this reminds me of Us and Them, or Them and Us, which is, Us and Them is the Pink Floyd song. Them and Us, which is the Resident Evil themed game I've been kind of playing and got frustrated with and then decided to just watch the rest of on YouTube. Yeah, I'd be like that sometimes. This is the first time I've seen this place.
The small cabin next to the house catches your attention, but before you can take a closer look,
someone's coming.
Instincts kick in and you hide.
And we don't mean that kind of coming.
A man looking freshly showered comes walking in.
Who's that?
He ruffles his hair with a towel, getting the rest of the water out.
Seems like he lives here. Maybe he can explain to me what I'm doing here. Wow, this is feeling like Shadowgate. Give me a second, guys. I may have to use a lot of saves for this. I mean, I know I can roll back, but whatever. He for sure knows more than me.
Coming out from your hiding spot, you make your presence known.
Hello?
The man jumps up in fright, your unexpected greeting shocking him.
Who are you? Well, funny story.
Ignoring your calm words, the stranger grabs onto the nearest object, wanting to protect himself.
Who are you? Whoa, no need for that. Trust me, I mean no harm. What are you doing in my house? As I was saying, I sort of woke up in your bed moments ago. That can't be. There's a high fence surrounding the entire premises. Also, I keep the gates locked. So how did you get here? I don't know. I can't remember, honestly. What? Stop lying. Are you here to rob me or something? Believe me, that's really not the case. You expect me to believe you just magically appeared here. In my house. In the middle of the woods. I'm having a hard time believing it, too.
While the man's reaction scares you, his growing smile worries you more.
So, you're telling me. You're here all alone. I think so. Maybe I came here with someone in there in the other room or something. Well, you've got to have someone looking for you. All right. I can try calling. Huh? Where's my phone?
Your eyes search the bedroom for the missing phone.
What's wrong? I can't find my phone. That's all right. I have one you can use. It's downstairs. Really? Thank you so much. Well, I've never met someone so understanding. No worries. But why don't you take a shower first? I'm sort of a germaphobe. And not to offend, but you smell. Oh, sorry, it must be really bad. Is it really okay, though, to use your shower, I mean? I don't want to intrude, well, more than I already am, at least. Not a problem, really. You'll be saving me the trouble. I mean, doing me a favor. Saving me the trouble? That's a weird way of putting it. Well, if it's okay with you. Great! Follow me.
As you follow the unknown man through his house, you observe the pictures hanging on the walls of the hallway.
You sure have good taste. What? Oh, I'd like to believe I do.
Once in front of the bathroom door, you can't help but express your gratitude once more.
I really can't thank you enough. I mean, you're so reasonable despite me, a stranger, appearing in your house out of nowhere. I've had weirder stuff happen to me, and you obviously mean no harm. Well then, enjoy the shower. There should be extra towels under the sink, and I'll bring you some clean clothes. Might as well put some on myself. Again, I'm really sorry for the inconvenience. It's really not a big deal. Now, you kind of caught me off guard with your appearance. So you'll have to excuse the mess.
The man opens the door for you. The clean white bathroom practically shining.
Wow, mess? Where? Now I get the germaphobe part. I'm guessing it's to your liking? Liking? Your bathroom looks straight out of a magazine. And it's so clean. You're far too kind. I can't wait for that cold shower. It'll help me clear my head a bit. Still trying to remember how I got here. Don't think I've ever showered in a bathroom so clean before. Oh? Why not take a warm one instead? Huh? Cold shower might make your muscles tense up. You should relax with a hot one. I guess. Great. Well, I'll leave you to it.
He closes the door, letting you start on your shower in peace.
I still can't wrap my head around this whole situation. Thank God the guy was so understanding. Fuck, I forgot to ask his name.
As you start taking off your clothes, you notice a weird odor coming from the laundry basket.
What's that smell? It's coming from the laundry basket. Weird. With how he was bothered by the smell, this stench should have driven him mad. I mean, he didn't tell me about not cleaning since he didn't expect company. Still, this is kind of too much with him being a germaphobe. Again, I feel like I'm playing The Uninvited or Shadowgate or something.
Your curiosity getting the better of you.
God, the smell is awful.
Digging through the man's laundry, you flinch upon touching something freezing cold.
Fuck, what was that?
Finding the courage, you keep scavenging.
I swear, something touched my... finger?
Body frozen in place. Your breaths become heavier with each second passing by.
That's a finger. That's a human finger.
With shaky hands, you pick it up.
No, it can't be real. I mean, why would he have a human finger in his laundry basket? He could be a collector. Or this could just be a prop. Yeah, that's it. He must be in the movie industry or something. Bad move. Movie industry, my ass. This is a real-ass human finger.
Panic taking over. You drop the finger, letting it land on the tiles with a thud.
Even if he ends up being innocent, I sure as hell won't stay long enough to find out.
Not wasting a second, you bolt to the door.
Please don't be out there. Please don't be out there.
Seeing the coast is clear, you slowly emerge from the bathroom.
Quietly, Grim. No loud noises, okay?
You come up to a familiar hall, seeing no trace of the strange man.
I need to get out of here. But who knows where he went? The only room I'm familiar with is his bedroom. So maybe I should hide there until I come up with a better plan? What if he's inside, though? It'd be like entering the lion's den.
Cautiously exiting your hiding spot, you proceed down the hall.
Okay. He still has no idea I know something's up. That puts me at an advantage already.
The doors to the master bedroom creak open, making you flinch.
Fuck! Gotta get away! Gotta get out!
You hurriedly run downstairs, the staircase seeming endless.
Fuck, 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 fuck!
Ignoring the beautifully decorated foyer, your eyes land on a phone sitting on the cabinet.
Phone!
Crashing against the hardwood, you frantically try to calm your rigid hands. Quickly typing 911.
Please, please, please!
Coming across a dreadful realization, your face goes pale.
It's dead. It won't go through!
Before you can try again, slow, heavy steps echo the staircase and panic sets in once again.
Shit! He's coming!
Looking around the room for an escape route, your eyes set on a pair of very dead ones.
What?
Avoiding looking at the dead head on the dining room table, you barely stop the tears as you run.
What's going on here?
Once again, you have to make a decision.
Where do I go? I'm getting the hell out of here.
Following logic, you run out the door. The cold wind suddenly feeling comfortable.
I'm out.
Knowing the man is still hot on your trail, you don't stop until you're at the gates.
Almost there.
You crash your body against the cold metal, shaking the gates desperately.
It's locked.
To mind come the man's words.
There's a high fence surrounding the entire premises, and I keep the gates locked. You jump on top of the gate, and you see those little footholds, guys? There's a foothold right there. And oh yeah, I'd fucking do it, because I've done shit like that before.
The front door bangs open, and you flinch.
It's him! He can't see me from the fog.
Thinking fast, you jump into the nearby bushes, taking refuge.
That was close.
The man comes out, his presence emitting heavy dread. He carefully looks around the courtyard before letting his booming voice echo.
Sorry for the wait. I thought you'd be admiring my work of art in the dining room. Seeing how interested you were before. What happened? Did something happen in the bathroom? Or did you happen to find something? You see, I told you I was unprepared for a sudden visit. Although, not that I mind. I'm always up for dessert. Dessert.
Connecting all the clues you found so far, realization hits you.
He plans on eating me.
The thought of being someone's meal makes your body shudder.
I'll be damned if I become a fucking dish.
Making his move, the man takes careful steps. Searching for you.
Come out, wherever you are. Okay, think, Grim. I need to get out of here, but the gates are locked. He probably has the fence going all around the premises. But there's got to be a hole or something, right? I can try looking for it, but I don't know how much it'll take. And the fucker lives here, so it's only a matter of time before he finds me. Maybe I can outsmart him and hide in the house. Just until I can figure out how I'll get out of here. Because right now, I'm just a sitting duck.
Too far in your thoughts, you don't notice the man coming closer until it's almost too late.
Oh, shit! If I stay here, he'll find me!
Panic takes charge of your body, and you leave the safety of the bushes.
Anywhere but here!
Desperate to find a way out, you run like never before. The harsh branches cutting your skin.
Ouch! Fuck!
Hearing the leaves rustle from behind, you refuse turning your head back.
Oh no! He's right behind me!
The fog being thick, you don't see the end of your road until it's too late.
No!
An animalistic growl mixes with the wind's howl, turning your stomach upside down.
There you are!
Before you can turn around to face your pursuer, pain surges from the back of your head. And soon darkness follows, diabolic chuckles being the last thing you hear as you pass out. White light sneaks through your lashes, blinding you.
Ugh, what happened? Oh, you're awake.
Following the familiar voice, you realize your movements are restrained.
Why can't I? Huh? Ouch! What the hell was that? Something to lessen the pain. Lessen the pain? It needs some time to work. But you should feel your organs stop working soon.
As you desperately try getting away from the chains, the room echoes with their clinks.
Easy there. You only bruise that delicious skin of yours. Let me go. I really would. But from experience, I know you wouldn't stay still while I cut you to pieces. Cut me to... What are you talking about? You're sweating again. Your shower was in vain now. Washing is my least favorite part, honestly. Guess I'll need to boil it first. Boil what? I've never met someone so oblivious. Didn't you find the finger? Finger. Guess I was all worried for nothing.
Forcing your heart to calm down, you take a few deep breaths.
Listen, I think we started on the wrong foot. I didn't even get your name. Oh, that's sweet of you, however, I don't like exchanging names with my meals. It's like looking into an animal's eyes before you kill it, if you know what I mean.
Hearing the word meal come out from the man's mouth makes you choke on air.
Meal? He plans to eat me? Now, usually I don't let them pick, but I like you. So, which part should I cut off first? No! Let me go!
You desperately trash your body around, tears filling your eyes.
Your eyes, right. Oh well, looks like I'll pick myself. And I got to tell ya, I've been looking at that delicious neck of yours since the moment you showed up.
The man licks his lips as the knife in his hand shines from the light above.
No!
Shit. Well, that's it. You're dead. Wanna give it another go? Hanging in there, good for you. Going back to start. The constant buzzing near your ear makes your frustration grow.
All right. So what are we going to do? Hold on. I went so fast that my drive has to start back up. I don't have this on my main drive. I should, but it's kind of big. No, I do have this on my main. Yeah.
White light sneaks through your lashes.
All right, hold on.
White light sneaks through your white light.
Nope, it won't. Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to load. We'll go try it again. All right, here we go. So I fucked up one way. Do not go to the bedroom. Look for a way out.
Cautiously exit.
All right, now where are we going?
The door to the...
No. Do not go in the left door.
You hurriedly ignore crashing against the quick...
It don't work.
Across a dreadful looking around the room of... Once again.
Run outside.
Follow it.
All right, hold on.
You crack to my... The front door.
Hide!
The man, he cares. Connect the. Making his move, the. Searching for you. Two.
Make a run for it. Run back to the house.
Knowing that he'll be able to catch up, you put all your hope into your legs. Begging them to persevere.
Fuck!
A smile grows across your face, the door being only a few steps away.
Almost there! Wow, damn.
Suddenly, a body crashes itself against you.
Ah!
And by some sick bad luck, your head crashes against the edge of a wooden step.
Alright, hold on, so we're not gonna do that.
Panicked.
That was not... Try distracting him. If I don't do something, he'll find me.
Picking a nearby rock, you quickly throw it in the opposite direction.
Oh, I wonder where he is.
He follows the sound, and you quietly exhale the panic.
Thank God, that was close.
Seeing the opportunity arise, you realize it's your chance to move.
Where do I go? I just need to get away right now.
Using the golden opportunity, you run back to the house. Miraculously going unnoticed.
Shit.
You ignore the burning in your lungs, survival being your top priority.
I have to hide. He still thinks I'm outside, so I gotta find a place where I can think without the constant fear of him finding me.
A terrifying laugh booms from behind you, and you shudder.
What's wrong? Did you get cold outside? When did he get here? Run! Run upstairs, run downstairs. Upstairs, because downstairs is where I'll have to torture stuff. Don't look back and run!
Pushing your body up the stairs, the old staircase creaks under your weight.
Keep going, Grim.
The wood creaks once again, the man being hot on your trail.
Almost there!
The doorknob within your reach, you throw yourself at it. But the door doesn't move.
It's locked?
An animalistic growl comes from behind you, and you can't help but follow the sound.
Huh?
Suddenly, a hand pulls your leg, making you lose the ground beneath your feet.
Ah!
Like a bad joke, your head hits the edge of the wood with unimaginable force.
Well, that was a bad idea. Run downstairs. Don't look back and run.
Throwing yourself down the stairs. You sink your nails into the wooden banister, barely holding yourself up.
Get back here!
Not looking back, you proceed into the darkness, anxiety rising. Crashing into a metal surface, you frantically feel it up, grabbing hold of the doorknob. Your eyes scan the barely lit room, realizing you just entered his basement.
Yep. Fuck!
Hearing his footsteps get closer, you quickly slam the door shut, locking it in the process.
Ah.
The man violently slams into the door, making you jump back.
Let me in! You're crazy!
Bowling with anger, he continues banging against the metal door. You back away slowly, chills running down your spine.
It's only a matter of time before he finds a way to unlock them. Or break them down! Gotta find something to protect myself with. Well, it's okay to kill a man in self-defense, right? Yep.
Only then do you notice a gold door in the faraway corner.
There's a gold door in the faraway corner. Does he have an underground tunnel? Maybe it leads outside.
Letting yourself hope again, you rush towards the golden door.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God?
Bright light emits from the other side, blinding you.
God, if this is you, turn down the settings, please.
Squinting your eyes at it, you try to figure out where it leads, but in vain.
Is it a portal of sorts? And why does that fucker have a portal in his basement?
Speaking of that fucker...
There you are! Well, I may not know where this leads to, but I bet it's better than staying here.
Having the decency wave goodbye to the cannibalistic psychopath, you jump into the blinding light, finally letting your body relax. It takes a moment for your eyes to adjust.
Where am I?
Taking your time, you observe your new surroundings.
Why does this crazy psycho have a washing place in his basement?
Looking back to the door you just emerged from, confusion rises.
Abraham Lincoln. That doesn't look like the same door.
You open it once again, but the stench of dried blood hits you instead.
What the?
The room you were once in is gone, the sight replacing it being bloody handprints smudged across the walls.
What's going on here?
Unable to take the smell any longer, you close the door.
Was it really a portal? If it was, where did I end up?
Needing more information, you stride towards the tinted glass doors.
I can't see anything.
Although the fog prevents you from figuring out your location. A streak of gold in the nearby distance catches your attention.
That door looks the same as the one in the cannibal's basement. If I go through it, maybe I can get home.
Having a plan, you try opening the door, only to get a miserable rattle in return.
Really? Again? Why do all the doors need to be locked? Zombie. Ah!
Managing to hold it in, you just stare as the zombie screeches its nails against the glass.
Okay, so we're gonna be doing this one now. This is different. So we got away from a cannibal through a portal, and now we're dealing with zombies. It feels like a completely different game altogether. I don't know if we're going to be doing any fucking, but we're going to be doing a lot of surviving. I definitely got to give it to Seton for even doing this, because I never thought they'd do this with a sex game. That's pretty cool. That's something you don't expect. Alright guys, so at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you back here with more or less theory as the Halloween episode continues. I'm out.